Holiday Rap. This is my request. Not my request, but a request for me.
Show Mike to G-Rock the house, and you know what I'm saying. Now when he's on a mic, there will be no delay, so you better run to see him in your neighborhood. He's rapping, rocking all the way to Hollywood. Hey, check it out, these are the words we say. Yo, scream with us, we need a holiday. We're gonna ring a rang-a-dong for the holiday.
Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We're gonna ring a rang-a-dong
for the holiday. So you get the point on this. And the nice thing is I'm not gonna have to play this whole song because the streaming went down in Germany. So they don't even get to hear the request. That was actually the Holiday Rap. By MC Micah and Robot Cowboy suggested that. But of course, he said their streaming just went down. So, hey, here's Jethro Tull, Cheap Day Return from Paul Smokin' Degrassi.
Soft shoe shovel dance. Brush away the cigarette ash that's falling down your pants. And then you sadly wonder, does the nurse treat your old man the way she should? She made you tea, ask for your autograph. What a laugh.
Singing all day, singing by nothing, singing all day, singing by nothing, singing.
I'll tell you, that was Gentle Giant, Working All Day from the album Three Friends. I remember when that album came out, man. That was a chunk of time ago, but man, that was prog rock's prog rock. And a couple things that really, first off, it kind of really irked me that these guys were so good. You know, they were all like, I think it was like three brothers and the Schulman brothers, and they were like crazy. They could play, like, if you ever watch clips of them, they're like playing like nine instruments. Like, okay, I'll pick this up and play it. Just infuriating that to see that they got such a wealth of talent just genetically, you know. And they came up with some really neat stuff. But the funniest thing about Gentle Giant, which I thought was kind of interesting for me, I can't find this anywhere. I don't know if this was some weird dream I had, but I'm positive this is for real. Back in when, I think it was like late 70s, Sherman Hemsley, the guy who played George Jefferson on the Jeffersons, he was on the Dinah Shore show, and he goes, I want to do a dance for you. And they played a song called Proclamation, which is off of Gentle Giant's Power and Glory album, which is a great record. And he's dancing, like doing the George Jefferson strut, you know? And then Dinah Shore thought it was like a comedy thing, you know? But he was like, no, you don't understand. He says, prog rock music is so important. And he was trying to, like, lecture Dinah Shore about how great prog rock was. Now, Sherman Hemsley was like a big acid head. He dropped a lot of acid. He was really into the band Gong. He saw even so much that he took out billboards. I remember there was an interview they had with David Allen from Gong. And he was going, man, this Sherman Hemsley dude spending all this money on billboards, and he's kind of scaring us. So he was like, he was really into prog rock, major. If you can imagine, whenever you watch the Jeffersons, George Jefferson, man, that dude knew his prog rock. And obviously he knew his acid, too. Go figure. All right, it's all stuff about days today. We heard Singing All Day, Jethro Tull, and Cheap Day Return. One of the things I always loved about early Jethro Tull was watching their bass player, Glenn Cornick. He was actually kicked out of the band for having too good of a time. If you watch some of the early Jethro Tull, he is a monster bass player. But he's like dancing around, and you know, and Ian Anderson's doing his thing, like amazing showman. But there was like his original bass player was just like really on fire. And I kind of think that, well, they said he was a big alcoholic and a big drug thing too. But you know, none of my business, you know. Probably made one of those barbiturate sandwiches. That's right, it's barbiturate, put a little heroin in the middle of it. You make a nice drug sandwich. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Speedball. I don't know. Speedball sandwich. All right, let's get back into some more songs. We're going to hopefully finish the days today, songs about days, and get into weeks by the end of the show. So here's Cynical Days by XTC. I should tell you something, though. I really should tell you something. What can I tell you? You know, okay, the eyes are the window to your health. There we go. So schedule an eye exam. If you're one of 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can easily be corrected, well, then you go ahead and do that. Remember, healthy eyes make a healthier you. And don't cross your eyes because someone may slap you on the back and your eyes get stuck that way. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Mr. Haney. For more information, visit who's going to go to this? Who's going to go to this? I am sorry. It's www.nihinih.gov/healthyeyes.eieio, something or other. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Fat chance I'm ever going to go there. You should have made it like, you know, and then cover your other eye up and then read it. Always thought that was always kind of fun. Now cover your other eye and read that. And always cheated. Always kind of peeked out of the other eye and goes, yeah, I can read all that. That was a message from the National Eye Institute. Boy, but that'd be a great gig to have. Hey, see you at work tomorrow. I bet that joke happens a lot at the National Eye Institute. Mm-hmm. There we go. Let's see here. And that's about it. Okay, I should tell you that. And what else? I don't even know what the hell that is. We're going to lose that. I'm not going to read that. Who put that up there? See, I always like when you can see, because what's he looking at? What's going on there? What's happening? Absolutely nothing. Nothing's happening. I'm trying to make the show like ambiguous, like an enigma wrapped in a sandwich. Cynical Days, XTC.
except for a few dogs barking. All the families knew they had to have their doors and windows locked tight by sundown. See, they felt safer that way, even though they knew in their heart of hearts they weren't. It was for the children's sake, so they could sleep. And of course, this being no Mexican legend, but the pure, unadulterated truth, a few years back during the annual Day of the Dead festival, well, there was a tragic occurrence. It started like any other festival day, the women baking sugar skulls and bread for the dead and sewing skeleton costumes for the little children, while the men sat on benches outside telling stories about their dead friends and relatives and drinking tequila. So as the sun went down, there would be a candlelight procession at the local cemetery, and that's where it all happened. That's where it took place. See, the mayor of the village was a desperate man. His lust and greed for power was such that during the last few hours of the losing election, he made a deal with the devil, drawing up a contract with old Beelzebub himself that he would be granted the election if he was willing to give anything, anywhere, anytime. So he did, and so he won. As hours, days, and months went by, everything seemed to be just fine. As there were no demands on the mayor, who lived in a lavish mansion on the hill overlooking the town, the people seemed happy and the fruits of life were plentiful. But as November 1st approached, the mayor started receiving letters in the mail postmarked from hell. The letter said, "On the first day of the dead, you will be asked to repay me," signed, "The Devil." Each day for 1 week, he threw the letters in the fireplace and went about his business. So as the first day of the dead arrived and the sun sank behind his mansion on the hill, he walked with all the little children in their skeleton costumes with candles in through the gates of the cemetery, and their parents showed them how to kneel and pray to their dead loved ones. About that time, the devil sent in a band of demons on horseback and systematically cut their heads off one by one. And as the blood ran through the streets, the mayor screamed,
"Diablo es muerto! No matan a niños! El reparto no vale! Diablo es muerto! No matan a niños! Día de los
all forgotten in the past. love is no good at your job to keep you happy and give you love. Thank you.
in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
news, shouter extraordinaire, Roy Brown, 4 Day in the Morning. Whew. Elroy Brown, man, what a screamer. Shouting blues dude. Before that, we heard Ray Davies and his Kinks doing All Day and All of the Night. Dave Thomas, Pere Ubu fame, doing a song called A Day at the Botanical Gardens. We heard a band called The Corporation doing their version of Daydream Believer. The Henchman 5 doing His Love Real Today. Captain Clegg and the Night Creatures, Day of the Dead. And Hookworms, before that, beautiful tune. Nice, that's my kind of called Boxing Day. And the set began with Cynical Days by XTC. We're going to get through these days, man. It's going to happen today. That's a good feeling, muscling through all of this. And then later today, we're going to be doing starting the songs about the week. Songs with a week and the title. And then we'll do month and day and year. You know, it's a nice way to, it's a waste of time. I have this valuable time on the radio, you know, and I just piss it away. Oops. What can I say? It does happen, right? But it's a good kind of thing. Yeah, just hanging out with you guys. Bit of a rainy day, gloomy kind of thing. But a great day for that blues shouter. Man, I could listen to Shouting Blues on a day like today over and over and just that one song over and over, but that's not going to happen. Another thing is, too, you're lucky I'm not playing 3 hours of the fall. All right? You're lucky I'm not, because it's my birthday week, 4,006 years old. Thank you very much. And it is nice to be 4,006. It is my lucky number. 4,006 is my lucky number. I was born in the year of the platypus. That's right. Yeah, the Chinese year of the platypus. 4,006 years ago. I forget what year it was. 4,006. Because he had to go. He had to go BC on you now. Had to go BC before Carl. Ever since Carl showed up, man. Everything's just been different. Everything's been different. Man. So another sandwich I really like. I haven't been there in a while. Max's Allegheny Tavern in the north side. They had a sandwich there that was just mind-blowingly delicious. It was a pretzel bread with turkey, melted Swiss cheese, and like some kind of spicy mustard. Man, that is a killer sandwich. But I don't know if I want to just go all the way over there and then you have to get seated and, you know, one of these days. I know when I had it, when I went there, it was like fantastic. And, another good sandwich similar to that was at Stokes in the North Hills. That was a good one. It was kind of like their take on the pretzel turkey thing. But the pretzel was had too big of holes in it. It was like a pretzely pretzel. So it was like squirting all over your hands. Not good. Not good. But Max's Allegheny sandwich, man, that was a dilly. That's my kind of sandwich. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. So you get culinary tips and history of sandwiches going back before Carl. And yeah, that's a good thing. It's a real good thing. All right, so once more, day. Let's get some days going, man. Into playing the music now. Yeah, I should tell you. Yeah, I got to read one of these scripts here and tell you something here. All right, help protect your family from the flu this season. That's right, by locking them in closets separately. So do that, please, and don't let them out no matter how much they cry, especially big babies. Anyhow, you can take 3 steps. First off, get your family a flu shot. Get a flu shot. That's right. It's quick and it can protect you all season. And I never got flu shots up until COVID. When COVID kicked in and it was kind of like, you know, I can't get the COVID shot. Let me get this flu shot. And I'm like, you know what? You should get the shingles shot. All right, give me that. You should get the ammonia shot. Yeah, give me that too. Load me up. Load me up on these shots, man. Yeah. I was doing all kinds of crazy shots back then. Back in the day. Doing them crazy shots. Second, take everyday actions to prevent spread of germs. Like cover your mouth, you pig, when you cough. What kind of ninny coughs? That's the thing that gets me. when people cough. Used to be when people cough or sneeze, they say, oh, excuse me. Now, excuse you or God bless you or gesundheit. Now people cough or sneeze and you like run. Like, you pig, you filthy animal. Get your germs away from me. Yeech, yeech, yeech. So cover your cough like with a plastic bag and stay home from work or school if you're sick. Yeah, a lot of people don't do that. They go to work sick, and good on you. Make everybody sick. That's the way to do it. You make everybody sick. Take it to the man. Get everybody sick where you work. Another good thing to do is if you play all the lottery thing, this is, I thought, is a brilliant idea that people go, you know, we all have this lottery pool at work. Everybody all pitches in and we all play the lottery. Do you realize, if that happens and then you guys all win, everybody just quits at the same time. If I was your boss, I'd say, you know what? No gang lottery playing here. You guys make $1 billion. You think you're going to come in here and take telephone calls and get those reports done if you just won $1 million? Uh-uh. So that is the thing. So those illegal gambling, what do they call it? The lottery pools at work. That'll just get rid of the entire workforce. So keep that in mind. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illnesses. Ask Paul Smoke and Degrassi. There's all kinds of drugs to help you fight the flu illness. What works best, get started early. They always had this big thing about zinc. They always said that zinc was really good, you know, for you. I don't know. Zinc just sounds funny. Zinc's up there with sub. They should get rid of zinc and sub and rhythm. Those three words. I'm adding them all up to have these taken out of Webster's dictionary. Sub's at the top of the list. But zinc has just been added. You know, zinc has just been added. And I don't know why they can't spell zinc with a K. That'd be awesome. Spell zinc with a K. It sounds like that C is like zinc. No, it should be like in zinc. Go to CDC, TVC15, fighttheflu.com, and then fight the powers that be. A message from the guys who want you to have microchips put in your brain so they can track you. Who wants to track? Are you that important that someone wants to track you? That's the thing that gets me. I'm not getting that COVID shot. There's a tracking device in there. Do you think that they really care that you're going to Harbor Freight and seeing what tools they have on sale? Look at that. He's at Harbor Freight now. Nobody cares about your life. I hate to say, I hate to break the news to you. If you think you're being stalked by the government, they're doing it because they have nothing better to do. You know, you're not that important. You know, people, oh, yeah, yeah, I don't want them putting any kind of tracker on me. You're carrying around a phone, you dummy. That's the best track. I mean, that's like, you might as well put a tag in your ear. You know, we might as well have tags in our ears. You know, and it's fine. I don't care. They can find out where I go. Because nobody cares. It's so much information. You have a million pieces of information, you know. You know which is a weird job? There's someone I know that had this weird job, and there's these secret cameras that are all around, most of them around Washington, D.C., and there's people that sit at TV screens, monitor screens, and they look for something that could be potentially troublesome. Isn't that a crazy job? You sit down there, and you look for things that could be potentially troublesome. Somebody walking around with a backpack, maybe, that's smoking. Maybe that might be something. Someone walking around with their Steelers pajamas on and a Mountain Dew t-shirt. That says terrorist all over to me in my book. Anybody walking around like that is definitely mentally unbalanced and a risk to society, a menace to society. That's right. And if you're wearing Crocs now, please take them off. This is a no Croc zone. Here's A Day in Hell by The Roots. Continuing with old songs about days in your brain. There you go. Some Dave Brubeck with Paul Desmond. Then that's some nice, smooth jazz. Something that I think helps everyone with their bowel movements. Jazz like that really, I think, really makes a difference with your innards. It really does. You think about it. You hear that music and your stomach starts to relax. Your large intestine goes, okay, let it go. Let it go. And then your small intestine goes, large intestine's pushing down on me, man. Listen to that. Oh, listen to Paul Desmond's solo on that, man. Yeah. Open up the poop hatch. Here I go. There you be with that. Some jazz keeping you regular right here. Mm-hmm. Before that, we heard Flag Day by the House Martins. And we heard A Day Called Zero by the Sugar Cubes. And we began with A Day in Hell by the Routes. All playing songs about day. And you know what? I don't know if I'm going to finish the days. I am getting really good requests. Now that everybody has nice, empty bowels, everybody's calling and they're saying hey. And they're giving me groovy, cool requests. Here's a fantastic request. I forgot all about this. From the last Captain Beefheart record, Ice Cream for Crow. The 10,000th and 10th day. No, the 1,000th and 10th day of the human totem pole. Captain Beefheart. Yeah.
And 10th day of the human totem pole. The morning was distempered gray of the 1,000th and 10th day of the human totem pole. The man at the bottom was smiling. He had just finished his breakfast smiling. It hadn't rained or manured for over 2 hours. The man at the top was starving. The pole was a horrible looking thing, with all of those eyes and ears and waving hands for balance. There was no way to get a copter in close, so everybody was starving together. The man at the top had long ago given up, but didn't have nerve enough to climb down. At night, the pole would talk to itself, and the chatter wasn't too good. Obviously, the pole didn't like itself. It wanted to walk. It was the summer, and it was hot, and balance wouldn't permit a skinning to undergarments. It was an integrated pole. It was taking on a reddish-brown cast. Exercise on the pole was isometric. Kind of a flex, and then balance. Then the eyes would roll together, the ears wiggle, hands balance. There was a gurgling and googling heard, a tenth of the way up the pole. Approaching was a small child with Statue of Liberty doll. Thank you.
Everybody loves that Captain Beefheart and his saxophone, but they can only go so much. The 10,000th and 10th day, the 1,000th and 10th day of the human totem pole. A little too much of saxophone there. Okay? Okay? Yeah. Jefferson Airpie with Third Week in Chelsea.
Such a grand success.